Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. Today, I want to talk to you about parenthood. Now, obviously, I'm not a parenting expert, but I do have three kids of my own, and I have been a mom for almost 8 years, and we have been on this debt-free journey for about 4.5 years. So about half of my motherhood or so. And I get this question a lot. I get questions around this topic a lot. Emails, I see it in my Facebook group. I see it all over the place and in the debt-free community on Instagram, things like that. And so I really wanted to talk about this week with you guys. Especially as we're going into the holiday season and parenthood, I think, just gets more complicated around the holidays. It gets better and more fun in a lot of ways, but it also can be more stressful, more full of doubt, worry, guilt, all those kind of things during the holidays, especially when money is tight or you're just on a really strict budget or things like that. That can only really make it more tense, more stressful. So I just want to share my heart with you on this topic. And a lot of you might be familiar with the classic term, keeping up with the Joneses, which is just kind of, you know, keeping up with that stereotypical American family kind of idea and kind of what we see on social media, what we see the general, you know, consensus of our generation living and sharing, just kind of keeping up with those people. And I think parenthood only amplifies that. It only makes it harder. It only makes it more complicated because there's a whole nother dimension and aspect to this comparison game and this whole keeping up with the Joneses, right? So I call this episode Keeping Up with the Joneses Parenthood Edition. Because that's what I hear a lot is, well, how do I keep up with what so-and-so is doing with their kids or what my, you know, how my kids' friends are living and things like that. And especially when you're on a budget, especially when you're trying to pay off debt or trying to save or just basically trying to live an untraditional lifestyle, which we do in a lot of aspects because we live a very minimalist lifestyle. We have a really small home. We live a debt-free life. We homeschool. My husband works 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off. And so he's home all day, half of the year. And then he's gone, you know, for 3 weeks straight, half of the year. And so in so many ways, we live a very untraditional lifestyle. So even if this doesn't apply to your financial journey, you might relate to it on other levels as well. But I want to talk to you specifically about the financial side today, because obviously that's what I get the most questions about. So a lot of the most common concerns that I hear, and I've kind of been compiling these for a little while to share them with you guys when the time felt right. People worry a lot about, you know, wasting money on unwanted junk. You know, their kids are used to a certain lifestyle and they're like, I just can't keep buying them, you know, random toys after school or snacks when we're out running errands or a new video game every week or, you know, a new toy every single time we go to Walmart or whatever it is, you know, wasting your money on these things that don't really align with your financial goals. Or they worry that we're going to have to live on this budget and this debt-free journey is going to take a while. A lot of times it takes multiple years and they're like, well, what if my kids are going to get so bored because they're not going to be able to do X, Y, Z like they're used to doing, and they're just going to get so bored. Or, you know, they feel like their kids are going to miss out on activities while their friends are doing them, or their friends are having these experiences, and they just, that overwhelms them. And they're like, well, my kids are going to miss out on all these things that their friends are doing. And how do you deal with that guilt? How do you deal with explaining that to your child? How do you deal with handling this? And for us, I think that we got off a little easier than some people do, because obviously our kids have been so young during this journey. Like I said, our oldest will be 8 in February. And so she was really young when we started, even though it was more of a transition with her, obviously. The other girls, I mean, obviously Melanie was born into it, and Izzy was almost a year old when we started. So, you know, the little two don't really know any different, but there was a transition with June. Obviously, it was a lot easier because she was younger. And I can imagine having a teenager or multiple teenagers during this can be extremely challenging. But on the other hand, they're more mature. They're more able to understand your reasoning. You're able to talk it out with them in ways that you couldn't with, you know, a 4-year-old or however old. But it's still very real. And I know a lot of people that are waiting to get out of debt, to have kids, and to each his own. And if you feel like that's what you're called to do, do it. But obviously we had our kids right in the middle of this. That's just how life happened for us. And we survived it. We still did it. So you can still do this journey even if you have kids. And I've just saw on Instagram today where someone was saying their excuse that for being in debt was, well, they have kids. They can't do this right now. They have kids. And that's just not the case at all. And I used to feel all the same ways. You know, I used to feel like my kids were going to get bored. I used to feel like, oh my gosh, they're so used to this lifestyle. And how am I ever going to get them on board with this? Or that guilt. You know, I used to feel that same guilt. And all of those feelings are so real. And they're not easy to work through. It's not easy at all. I mean, what part of parenthood is easy, right? But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. So if you've been feeling like, hey, I have kids, I can't do this journey like other people can because they just don't understand. They don't have kids. They don't know. It is totally possible even with kids. And like anything else, you know, it's going to take time. It's going to take time. It's going to be a transition. And I think that the most important thing to remember is that this is a lifestyle journey. This isn't a crash diet. This isn't a, you know, New Year's resolution that you're going to set and forget by March. You know, this is a lifestyle journey. It is a true transition, a true change. And to be truly successful with anything, you can't just change overnight, for one thing, and you can't just change one aspect of your life. Eventually, you will have to continue. If you want to be successful with it, you have to eventually continue to evolve and grow in every direction, and it will spill over. I have another podcast where I was talking about that. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And I can link to that in the show notes if you haven't listened to that episode. But it does spill over into every aspect of your life. And it is going to have to spill over into your parenthood if you want to be successful with it. There's just no way around that. But what I have found is that most kids are, and books that I have read on the same subject, I've read a few parenting books. Again, not an expert, but what I've learned through my own experience and through reading a lot of books about homeschooling families and kind of untraditional family styles and parenting, and things like that, and how to help your children adjust to these kind of things. Most kids are as happy as their parents are. Obviously, there's an exception to every rule, but most of the time, your kids are going to be happy if you're happy. Your kids are going to be content if you're content. It might take them a little while to come around, but as the old saying, you know, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. That's usually the case. My dad used to say that all the time. And it's, you know, it's really the simple things that kids want. It's playing outside. It's being in nature, reading books. Those things are free. It's having quality time with their parents. That's what they truly, truly want. And obviously, if they're used to a different lifestyle, it's going to take some transition time. But what we have to do in this situation is we have to be the example, like everything else. You know, we want them to drink more water. We have to let them see us drink water. We can't just preach to them to drink water, eat fruit, eat vegetables, while we're not doing the same thing, right? And this is no different. So we have to be the example. We have to be strong enough to go first. Obviously, it's not going to be easy. There will probably be tears shed. There will be moments where you want to give up. But you have to think about the big picture and know in your heart that this is what's best for them and your family as a whole. You have to show them that there is another way to live and, quite frankly, a better way to live, and that this is what you want. This is what they truly want. This is what is best for your entire family. You have to show them, not just tell them, show them. Show them, you know, how it's going to be when you hit your goals. Show them how, you know, this, we're going to do more quality time together. We're going to take nature walks. We're going to go to the park. We're going to go to the library. We're going to cuddle and watch movies at home. We're going to pop popcorn. You know, we're going to do obviously cheaper things, but the time that we're going to spend together is actually going to be better and more quality time. And you can't just tell them that and it let it be an empty promise. You have to actually do it and show them that this life, this lifestyle is going to be better for everyone. And, you know, we have done a few things that have helped our kids learn to adjust to this lifestyle. And obviously we've went through phases with it. We've kind of gradually worked our way into this. Obviously, we weren't super minimalist when we first started. Obviously, we weren't really homeschooling because our kids were too young when we first started. So we've kind of gradually, you know, worked in all of these different aspects of our life. And so there have been transition periods that were hard. But first and foremost, I think the most important thing that you have to do is be upfront and be honest with them. Even if they're little and you're not really sure that they're going to understand it, it'll get somewhere in their subconscious and they'll start to figure it out. And obviously, this isn't going to be probably a couple month journey. This is probably going to be a few years, including all of your savings years and other years other than just paying off debt. So this is something that they need to realize is happening. So be upfront with them. Be honest with them. You know, you're doing this as a family. You're doing this as a team. So make it a team effort. And there are probably going to be families who maybe they don't want to stress their kids out, or they don't want to feel like they're putting a burden on them, or if it's a child who worries more than the other kids or something like that. Yeah, use that to your discretion, of course. And I just feel like completely hiding it is not going to be the answer, because they're not going to understand why life is changing. So talk it out with them. Explain it the best that you can. Show them as you're going. Remind them why you're ultimately doing this. You know, if it's, what is your big picture goal? I'm sure that big picture goal involves them in some way. You know, if it's okay, mom can be a stay-at-home mom once we get out of debt, or mom can open that business that she's always wanted to open, and it's just going to make mama so happy. And won't that make you guys happy to see mama happy? Or, you know, we're going to be able to travel more. We're going to be able to buy our own house. And this is what it'll be like. And show them. Let them get excited with you. Some of the best times that we've had with our kids was getting excited together about our goals. So when we were truck shopping, we would show them pictures of trucks and say, what do you guys think? Isn't this one pretty? And when we were shopping for campers, we were talking it out with them. What do you guys think that it should look like? Oh, we want bunk beds. We want to do this. We want to do that. Will we have this in the camper? And they were so excited. And every time we passed camper places, they were looking and excited. And they knew why we were doing what we were doing. They knew why we were saving money. We had the debt-free charts and we were coloring in lines every payday. And they were watching us color them, or some weeks they were helping us color them. And they were just as excited as we were. And they were seeing that. And we were explaining to them, you know, this is what we're doing. We're saving money. They're going to remember that, you guys. That lesson is priceless. That is priceless. And so we have to talk it out with them. We have to explain to them. We have to remind them when they're at Walmart and they don't understand why they can't get whatever it is they want. Remind them what we're doing. Guys, hey, remember, we're saving for that camper. We're paying off debt so we can go and do this. Remember? Sometimes it's hard, but that's what we have to do. That's what we're doing. We're doing this as a family. We're doing this as a team. Share your progress with them the best that you can based on their age. Obviously, it'll be different depending on how old they are. You're not going to tell your 16-year-old the same thing that you would tell your 3-year-old. But you know how to word it so they'll understand it. And I think one of the biggest lessons that we've learned, and one of the biggest lessons that I've shared, I share this in my course. There's actually a whole module on this, on, you know, doing this with your kids. And I shared this in it, and I've gotten a lot of great response. Like, thank you so much for sharing this. Is taking the blame off of the money. It's not the money's fault that you have mismanaged it. It's not the money's fault how expensive groceries are, or how expensive the cost of living is in your city. It's not the money's fault. Money is simply a tool, right? It's not your car's fault if you're late for work. It's your fault. Your car is a tool, no more than your money is a tool. How you use it is up to you. So don't blame the money just because you're trying to take the heat off of yourself, right? So we do that by being intentional with the language that we use. We change our language from "we can't afford it" to "it's not in the budget." Sorry, it's not in the budget right now. Remember, we're saving to do that thing. We're paying off debt so we can do this other thing. Or simply reminding them that they don't really need what they're asking for. You don't really need McDonald's. We have sandwiches at home. You don't really need another toy. You have toys at home. You know, remind them. Don't just say, "we can't afford it." That's blaming the money. That's just trying to take the heat off of yourself. And that's not really teaching them a lesson, right? Or simply just tell them no. I think simply telling them no is probably more productive than blaming the money. And I think if you blame the money, that is going to get ingrained in their head. And they're going to say, you know, if they're used to their parents saying, "we're so broke." I've heard that so many times. "We're so broke. We don't have the money. We just can't right now. It's the money's fault that we don't have enough of it." That's not fair. And that is really a scarcity mindset. That is a taking a lack stance. That's not an abundant mindset. It's not taking the positive side of it, right? And we're really playing the victim. And what are we showing them? We're showing them that money is more powerful than we are. Money has control over our life. We're not showing them that we have control of our life. We have control over the money. Money is just a tool. We're the powerful one in the situation, right? We're not a victim. Life doesn't just happen to us. And that is such an important lesson to teach them. And that's something that it's priceless, really, the lesson that is going to teach them. And it's not just about money, you know, you don't play a victim to life in general. You take control. And you're strong. And that's going to make a huge impact on them. Some of the other things that we have done is we have taken steps to break free from a materialistic kind of lifestyle. And obviously we have adopted minimalism and we're in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom, 750 square foot house for a family of 5 with a large dog, a homeschooling family who is home like 95% of the time. So it's pretty minimalist around here. And we have really broken free from a materialistic lifestyle. Not saying that, you know, we all own 1 pair of shoes or anything crazy like that. We are, you know, our kids have toys. Our kids have multiple pairs of shoes. They have plenty of clothes. They have plenty of art supplies. They don't do without. They don't suffer, right? But they're not materialistic kids. And, you know, it's coming up on Christmas, and I asked my girls one by one. I pulled them out. I pulled them separately, and I asked them, you know, what do you want to put on your Christmas list? And Izzy told me she wanted a house of her own house. My 4-year-old, almost 5-year-old. And that's it. She just needs a house to play in, but she would like her own house. And I said, what else do you want? Do you want any toys? Do you want any clothes? No, I'm fine. Obviously, my almost 8-year-old was very different. But in general, on a normal day, they're not materialistic kids. They're not the kind of kids that throw a tantrum in the store when they don't get candy or they don't get a toy. They don't expect it. They really don't. And with our oldest, it wasn't like that when we first started. You know, she was 4 or so, and it was hard at first because she wanted to go to Pizza Hut every Tuesday. That was our tradition. She wanted McDonald's for lunch, like every day, because that was, you know, not specifically McDonald's, but eating lunch out every day was normal. Getting donuts like 3 or 4 times a week for breakfast was normal. And that was a hard habit to break. She was used to gas station stops and grabbing a bag of chips or a candy bar or something. That was hard to break. I can imagine that would be even harder with older kids. But again, you've got to push through. So some of the steps that we have taken to break free from the materialistic lifestyle is, first of all, you know, just being the example, showing them, you know, mama's not getting this stuff either. We're fine. We're fine. Pushing through, being the example, taking a positive stance on it and, you know, being like, hey, we have food at home. You're good. You have toys at home. We're fine. It's going to be okay. You know, also, I think one of the things that has really helped is having them watch Netflix or movies. They're not seeing all the commercials. And I have noticed that when we go places, like we'll stay in a hotel, obviously, and they'll watch, you know, cable or something, they'll see commercials and they're just like, what are these things? Or we go to my mother-in-law's and she has satellite TV and they'll see all these commercials on their kids shows, and they're just like, they're kind of overwhelmed by them because they're just not used to commercials. So I feel like that helps. Like, it's not constantly in their face all the time. And win-win for you, because obviously Netflix is cheaper than cable or satellite anyway. And it's probably better in the long run. Probably better for you too, because you're not seeing all the car commercials, the cell phone commercials, the restaurant commercials. You're not being influenced or bombarded by it. We also have taken a lot of steps to regulate our impulse buying, and however that looks for your family. Obviously, we still get treats. We still buy fun things. We still go out to eat every once in a while. We still buy new clothes. I mean, we're normal, but we don't impulse buy. We don't splurge necessarily. It's all in the budget. And so when we do go out to eat, when we do get treats, as we call them, even if they're toys, we call them all treats, though, to remind them that it is a treat. You don't need it. You don't need another coloring book. You don't need a new Barbie. You know, you don't need a package of cookies. They're all treats. And I say the same for myself. You know, I get like adult coloring books or puzzles or, you know, a magazine or a new nail polish or something. And I call them treats too, because it is a treat. None of it is needed. And it's just a nice little subconscious reminder, you know, it's a treat. So we really regulate doing things like that. We bring a cooler with us. We bring snacks with us when we go run errands, or like we go to dance class or homeschool group, or anytime we're really out of the house for several hours, because we want to avoid running through fast food or going to the gas station to grab a bottle of water or a bag of chips or something. And when we do, it's a treat. But it's not the norm anymore. And they know that. And they know to not ask because it's just not our norm anymore. We don't normally stroll through the toy sections of Walmart or Target or any other store. We do every once in a while. But especially if you're at the beginning of your journey and your kids can't handle just looking for the fun of looking, then I would avoid it for a while. That's just me. My kids are getting to the point where they can look. The other day we were actually shopping and they asked if they could look through the toys. And I said, yeah, but just remember, you know, we're not getting anything. It's almost Christmas and you guys are fine. They're like, oh, yeah, we know. And they just wanted to look. But that's after 4 years. So just keep that in mind. Just like yourself. If you can't go to the mall without buying things that you don't need, then don't go. So same applies to your kids. You know, don't expect them to do things that you can't do. Don't expect to walk them down the candy aisle when you know good and well they're not going to get candy, because that's hard. And that's hard for an adult. It's really hard for a child. And when we do get treats, we get cheaper treats. So when we get treats, we'll go to the Dollar Tree. And I'll say, okay, everybody can get one thing. So, you know, do you want that to be your one thing? Because I'll know I want a new puzzle, or I want a new coloring book or a new notebook or something like that. And I know, okay, we're all going to go to Dollar Tree. If I'm going to get a treat, they can have a treat. It's not going to cost that much. I'll plan it into our budget and we'll all get, you know, one or two things or something from the Dollar Tree. And we'll spend, you know, $5 or $10 or something. Or they'll get things that they actually kind of need, like markers or crayons or notebooks or color books or something that can be used for school. Or they'll be cheap treats that they don't need, like we'll go out for ice cream, or I'll let them pick out a package of cookies or something, cupcakes or something at the grocery store. And I'll remind them that's their treat. So substitute treats for cheaper things and get creative with them. Also, I think what is probably the hardest part is kind of going against the grain, going against the society norms. But you have to remember, not just financially, but in any aspect of going against the norm, they are your children. They're not your parents' children. They're not your neighbor's children. They're not the children of the families from school or whatever. They're your kids. And you have the right to raise them however you want. It doesn't have to be the norm. It doesn't have to be like everyone else. We actually kind of take pride in our family being different, and we joke about being weird. We joke about, you know, the weird debt-free family, or the weird living in our tiny two-bedroom house, or the weird homeschooled kids. And we're good with it. We embrace it because we know where we are heading is amazing. And I'm willing to be the weird family, to later be the wealthy family, to later be, you know, the family doing all the things that we want to do. I'm willing right now to be the weird family, to be the family that has peace, to be the family that isn't buried in clutter and buried in debt and stressed out all the time, that has a growing bond, that does everything like a team. I'm willing to be weird. I don't care. Call me weird. You know? I'll pull up somewhere in my 200,000 mile Suburban. I don't care. It's paid for. You can look all you want. I'm good. Because I know what I'm doing is so much. It's so important and so powerful. And really in the best interest for my kids and my entire family. And I know this can be hard, you guys. Especially with the holidays coming up. Especially, you know, in the social media world that we live in. But remember that it's just a highlight reel. Everyone says that, but it's not going to hurt you to hear it again. It's just a highlight reel, okay? Worry about what you're doing. Maybe it's time to put your head down, put your blinders on to what everyone else is doing, unfollow, hide them. Completely disconnect your social media until Christmas is over, if that's what you need to do. Focus on the big vision, on you, your family, your future, your present, all right? Not on what everyone else is doing. They're not paying your bills. Worry about yourself. Worry about your kids. And I know you're going to see on social media, you know, it's bound to happen. Somebody's going to get a new vehicle for Christmas. Somebody's going to post a picture, their tree overflowing with presents. Or someone's going to post a picture on their tropical vacation for Christmas. And you're going to feel that little ping of jealousy, of envy, of comparison. But don't let it go any deeper than that. Accept it for what it is. Let yourself feel it. And then remind yourself where you're going is where you want to go. And you don't have to live like they're living because you know what you're doing, all right? And when your kids come home and they, you know, after Christmas and they say, oh, so-and-so got, you know, this for Christmas and that for Christmas. It's okay. You're going to be okay. You're not alone. Our kids aren't getting a whole lot for Christmas. We spent maybe $100-$150 per kid. And that's after we're debt-free. Our first years are doing Christmas on a budget. We're like $50 per kid. It was tight. There were a lot of used gifts. So you're not alone, okay? Follow hashtag debt-free community on Instagram. See that there are families just like yours doing the same thing that you're doing. You're not alone. Just because someone in your real life isn't doing this doesn't mean that there aren't people literally all over the world, literally all ages, all family sizes, all everything. There are people doing this. You're not alone, okay? So check the show notes of this episode. I'm going to link to my Christmas resources. I have some really great Christmas blogs about giving gifts and kind of what we do for our friends, family, our kids, all of that. And I have a really great blog on family activities to do for Christmas on a budget. And it's mostly free or very, very cheap family activities that you can do if this is your first holiday on a strict budget. I know that it can be challenging, so I wrote that blog for you. And there's some other Christmas resources linked in the show notes as well. Okay, so jump on over to those. If you go down in the show notes, scroll down, it'll take you directly to them and you'll be good to go. And you can go and learn even more about what to do for Christmas on a budget. Okay. Remember that you set the tone for your family. It's not easy to be the leader, but you're strong and you've got this. You wouldn't have hit play on this episode if you didn't need to hear this message. All right. I hope this is helpful. Please share this message with anyone that you know could benefit from it, or just share in general. You never know who is watching, who is learning from what you're sharing, and who you're influencing, okay? I would love it also if you would subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Leave me a rating and review. That is what helps this podcast grow, and this is what helps the message get out to our fellow women on a mission for an abundant life. All right. I will talk to you guys next week, and I hope that you enjoyed this message. All right. Bye, guys.